I'm absolutely thrilled to share some huge news that's going to be a game changer for the open source community. OpenAI has just launched Patch the Planet, a massive new initiative powered by their brand new cybersecurity model, GPT-5.5 Cyber. It's all about automating the detection and repair of vulnerabilities, and honestly, it feels like a breath of fresh air for developers everywhere.
It's definitely a welcome development, and I appreciate the enthusiasm. This initiative hits on a really critical pain point in our industry. Open source projects are literally the backbone of modern technology, yet they're so often maintained by underfunded teams or passionate volunteers just doing their best. It's a fragile situation.
Exactly, and that's what keeps me up at night. Because of that structure, we see critical security flaws sitting unpatched for months, sometimes even years. It's heartbreaking to watch those gaps fuel supply chain attacks, ransomware campaigns, and massive data breaches. It just puts everyone at risk, and we really needed a better way to handle this.
You're right. Traditional security tools simply cannot keep pace with the sheer volume of new code being written every day. There's a clear operational gap there, and realistically, AI is the only thing positioned to fill it effectively. OpenAI seems to recognize that urgency.
And that's where GPT-5.5 Cyber comes in. It's not just a general model. It's specifically fine-tuned on extensive datasets of code, vulnerability reports, and security best practices. It's like having a super smart security expert that never sleeps, ready to help maintainers protect their work.
The way they've structured Patch the Planet is quite sophisticated. The workflow operates on three integrated principles that seem designed to balance efficiency with safety.
First up is automated detection. The system continuously scans popular repositories in real time to flag known vulnerability patterns and even zero-day threats. It's amazing to think that potential dangers are being spotted the moment they appear.
Then comes the second principle, intelligent patch generation. This is where the AI goes beyond just pointing out problems. It actually drafts functional, architecture-specific code fixes. It's not just reporting issues, it's proposing concrete solutions.
And I love the third part, human-in-the-loop review. Every proposed patch goes through simulated testing and gets final approval from human maintainers before it's integrated. It's so reassuring to know that humans are still in the driver's seat, ensuring quality and safety.
That structure acts as a massive force multiplier. It drastically reduces maintainer burnout, which is a huge issue, while preserving that essential human oversight. It strikes a good balance between automation and control.
This is part of a rapidly intensifying AI cybersecurity arms race, and it's exciting to see the innovation happening. OpenAI's move is directly competing with Anthropic's Mythos model, which has already shown some incredible capabilities in automated penetration testing and threat intelligence.
However, the competition is shifting beyond raw technical performance. The industry is now prioritizing reliability, ethical deployment, and transparency. It's no longer just about who can find the most bugs. It's about who can do it responsibly.
That's exactly why I think OpenAI's approach is so refreshing. Their emphasis on human verification and open patching processes directly addresses those growing concerns about handing critical infrastructure protection to fully automated systems. It feels like a responsible step forward.
For the broader development community, this marks a fundamental workflow shift. We're moving toward a new standard of operation.
Manual security reviews are quickly becoming obsolete. AI models are evolving into standard developer tools capable of handling everything from routine code cleanup to advanced threat mitigation. It's going to make our jobs so much more efficient and focused on creativity.
But we have to be careful. This transition introduces new challenges that we can't ignore. We need to stay grounded about the risks.
You're absolutely right to flag that. AI-generated code carries the risk of introducing subtle, unforeseen vulnerabilities. It raises urgent questions about accountability, model accuracy, and regulatory oversight. We have to make sure we're doing this right.
Precisely. The industry must establish rigorous standards, including mandatory testing protocols and independent security audits, to govern AI-assisted patching. We can't just trust the black box. We need verifiable safety.
Ultimately, I see OpenAI's Patch the Planet as a beautiful strategic pivot. It's moving us from simply writing faster code to writing safer code. That's a mission I can really get behind.
By automating tedious vulnerability patching while maintaining human accountability, OpenAI aims to set a new industry benchmark. If they succeed, it could redefine how we approach software security.
As AI continues to reshape cybersecurity, I'm optimistic that long-term success will come from balancing automation with transparency. We need to foster collaboration between developers and AI systems and ensure that our foundational digital infrastructure remains resilient against evolving threats. Here's to a safer, more secure digital future.